Hans and Scotty here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. Thanks for making this part of your day as we kick off your 11 a.m. hour. Oh, man, there's so many stories I want you to tell right now. But no.
Yeah, only limited to certain ones, buddy. Just certain ones.
I know.
But let's just say we're getting work done.
By the way, coming up a little bit later on in the show, Wayne Cook will join us, UCLA sideline reporter from Learfield IMG College. David Locke will join us coming up at 1:30. He just can't seem to do those top of the hours, can he?
Who?
David.
No. Struggles with him.
No, that's cool.
Hey, those first three kick times for BYU.
Yes.
Those are Eastern, correct?
No, sir. Those are Mountain. 8:30, 8:15, 8:15. Sorry.
Come on, man. Would it say ESPN2, right? That says ESPN3. So are all three of those on ESPN?
I think you got the mothership on all three.
For the first three games out of the gates.
Yeah.
All three Pac-12 schools versus BYU.
Yeah.
Arizona, Utah, Arizona State, ESPN at 8:30, 8:15, and 8:15. Well, whoever's doing those pre and post is going to have a lot of fun with them. I can't wait, man. I'm excited. Pre and post this year is going to be a blast.
We're gonna be doing it upright, too. There's some things we're announcing here in the next week or so that we're really fired up about.
Yeah, I'm really excited because that's going to be starting in like 2 weeks.
What, pre and post?
No. Some of the things that you're going to
announce. Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, we've got some fun right? stuff coming down the pipeline.
Some of the stuff that you got in the pipeline will be coming up through camp, won't it?
Yeah. I got some more stories I'd like to tell. Let's just say the whole NIL thing's been kind of interesting.
Okay, now, pray tell.
No. But we got some fun stuff. We're excited.
Oh, you're talking about with the things that you've been working on?
All the things, yes.
Okay.
Pre and post, preview shows, NILs, I mean, all kinds of stuff.
The name, image, and likeness thing outside of those things hasn't been overly exciting.
No, don't tell that to the kids.
Did you see there was a guy, his last name was Piper. I think he's on BYU's football team.
Yeah.
And he wanted a plumbing company to endorse him. Because his last name is Piper. I thought it was awesome.
I do think there's been some rude awakenings for some young men out there.
Yeah, there has.
Thinking like, hey, man, that thing, they're going to start rolling. All these, this money's going to just come flowing down.
Now pay the Piper.
Time to pay the Piper. That'll be his tagline.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I don't think that the money is there like anybody had thought for 99%.
Yeah.
Have you heard anything up in Logan? I mean, there's some great – like, I would be at Cash Valley Cheese right now being like, I want to be your squeaky cheese spokesperson. Squeaky cheese is more expensive than golden wood right now.
Squeaky cheese gets the hands. Let's go. Come on.
Is that a squeaky wheel joke?
That's great.
It's a little bit of a reach, but, you know.
It was funny.
Yeah, but the tagline could, I can't wait to get my hands on squeaky cheese.
Yeah, there you go.
They could just have a big picture of me.
Those big old mitts of yours.
The grin, eating squeaky cheese. Do you like squeaky? I like squeaky
I love
cheese.
Squeaky cheese.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, a little Cache Valley cheese, squeaky cheese.
Do you have any reason, an idea why it's more than pork right now? Squeaky cheese is like $8 for a little bag.
Is it really?
Yes. I went to buy squeaky cheese the other day. I'm like, nope. I don't want to take out another mortgage. I'd rather buy custard.
I mean, we had a guy who reached out to us that said, you know, it's a lot of things. It's a drought. It's gas prices. It's a little bit of an animal shortage from last year. I mean, all in all, it's all COVID related.
Yeah.
But
talking about the rib prices.
The rib prices and the meat prices.
Pork in general. And there's a bit of inflation. I got to imagine that, you know, you add all those things in and we are looking at unaffordable ribs right now. I won't even buy or cook ribs right now.
They were really good.
Yeah, they looked really good. But it was $60 for a package of three.
Three racks, yeah. Which you go to a restaurant, you're paying, if a rack of ribs is $20, that's, you're thinking, well, that's a little pricey. Well, that's cooked and prepared.
There's a lot of effort that went into that.
These are just raw ribs at about $20 a rack.
$20 a rack. It's not right. And then I saw that you trimmed up. You always trim up your ribs. You know, you like to cut off any ends and make them squared up and look nice. You can't do that now.
Well,
you cook it all.
I still do it. Like, here, I'll show you a picture. So I still do it, but I take those pieces I squared up.
Oh, and throw them off the
edge. I still cook those up. And that's what I use to kind of experiment with different kind of seasonings and stuff like that.
Yeah, okay. Anyways, the name, image, and likeness thing is, it's just been interesting to watch. I do think that there is some trade. I think kids are going to get some gear and get some toys and stuff that maybe they didn't have before. But as far as cash in the pocket, I don't think that that's going to be coming around for 90%. I'm talking about none.
Well, also, I think there's going to be some conflicts within. So BYU owns their own media rights. And if you hear, like, you know, let's say you're listening to a Utah State game, and I go to break with, you're listening to Utah State football from Learfield IMG College. Yep. Learfield IMG owns, I'd say probably, geez, almost seems like 80% of all the universities. And what they do is essentially they'll go to the university and they'll cut them a check. And that's why it's appealing to a lot of universities out there, is it's just, we don't have to deal with it. We don't have to sell it. We don't have to manage it. We don't have to fulfill it. We have this company comes in and they write us a check, but then that company then owns all of that, all that inventory.
Yeah, they sell the inventory.
And then there's
do they do signage?
All of that, yeah.
Oh, so the whole marketing end of everything.
We're talking radio. We're talking signage. We're talking PA announcements. All of that stuff in the stadium. If you walk into Rice-Eccles, which is also another Learfield IMG school, you're going to see all that signage and all that stuff and the PA announcements and the video boards and all of that. That's all owned by Learfield IMG, not the university. And then they cut a check to the university to own all of that. And then Learfield goes out and sells it. And then there's a certain amount of revenue sharing after it hits a certain amount. You know, there's a lot of other details to it. But for the most part, Utah or Utah State do not own that. Learfield IMG does. Now, BYU, and I think BYU is smart and is one of the few schools that I think can pull it off. They said, let's cut out the middleman. Let's just own all of that, and let's hire a sales staff, and let's go out and let's just sell it ourselves. And I think it's worked out actually really, really well for BYU, but you have to be committed to it, and you have to pay sales guys and all that stuff to go along with it. But I think there's some conflicts going on, because if I'm a student athlete, and I know for a fact that this has gone on at schools, those kids are going to walk into a stadium, or they're going to walk into their basketball arena, and they're going to look around, and they're going to have a little notebook, and they're going to say, okay, who's got signs here in the stadium? Joe Schmuckatelli's tires. Do. Mm-hmm. So these kids aren't dumb. They're like, okay, who's already sponsoring my university's athletic programs? So they write down a list of all the things that they've seen and they've heard when they're competing, or that they can remember. And then they're like, all right, and let's go out and start making pitches. And so they're going out to these individual businesses that they know are already sponsors of their schools and saying, hey, you know, when I'm down on the court and it's a timeout and I'm looking up and I'm seeing your thing, I know you're a big sponsor of what we do here. Hey, how would you like me to help you represent your program? It's a smart thing to do. It's wise if I were them. I would do the same if I were them. And John Hartwell talked a little bit about this as well. So what happens if Joe Schmuckatelli Tires has $50,000 to spend to Learfield? And a kid comes in and goes, well, you know what? I can help represent your program. They're like, well, we just have 50 grand. We'll give you five of it. And then 45 goes back to the university in Learfield. Well, now you've got Learfield a little cranky about things because they've just lost money. They're not getting any part of that money. The university, who is part of a revenue sharing agreement, they get a little sideways with it. Mm-hmm. And here's the player like, you know what? I'm just being a businessman. I'm just helping my brand. And so you can tell where there could be some issues. And I think that's why some of these schools have been really proactive in trying to help these kids, because I think they're also trying to navigate them away from some of the things that they don't want them getting their hands on.
Yeah, I think that there's probably a lot of attention that's paid to that. And as you and I found out very early in this process, when we were working with some of these BYU athletes, BYU athletes already have representation.
Yeah.
It looks like approximately 100 or so. A tweet that was sent out by this representation group said that they donated, I think it was $20,000 to these athletes. Now, I don't know if a portion of that money goes, if a kid puts his name on the line to be represented by said company. But that's kind of the feeling that I got. I showed you that tweet, right?
Correct.
Yep. Is that the feeling that you got? Was that $20,000 donation was divvied up amongst the kids that agreed to allow this company to represent them?
Sure seemed like it, yeah.
So that's the feel I got. Now, I don't know if they then get a percentage of money negotiated in turn. That would be my guess, that, you know, here we're going to give these kids a little bit up front, but then we're going to take a portion of what they're getting. That could end up being a bad deal for them.
Yeah,
I don't know if they recoup that money. You know, if you're trying to just, let's just say you're trying to regenerate the $20,000 that you forwarded it to these kid, to these football players.
Yeah.
What is, you know, let's say it's a traditional 2%. I know that NFL agents are 3%, but if it's a traditional 2%, is that 2 million? Is 20,000 2% of 2 million?
Why would you do this?
I don't know. Well, 20% would be, 20,000 would be 10% of 200,000. So it'd be
About
2% of 2 million.
Yeah, around there. Okay. Fair enough.
I think
you're in the ballpark.
Okay, so you're going to have to generate $2 million from these players to recoup your $20,000 if you're just working on that percentage. I don't think there's that type of money that's going to go back into these players.
Yeah.
I do, however, like the representation. It's kind of nice because these players, man, they're all over the board.
Yeah.
They're in class. You know, they're in the weight room. I've been working with two of them kind of independently, doing some stuff, and it's interesting how busy they are. I mean, I remember when I was there, it was busy. It's very busy. And the time that I wasn't in the weight room and in the classroom, I was on a date, man. I was busy being a college kid, you know?
Yeah. But I think if a kid, especially if a kid's got some level of notoriety, I would certainly forgo that, and I would keep all that stuff to myself. I wouldn't be signing with anybody. I would want to manage that all myself. I don't want to pay a percentage. I don't want, because these kids are seeing, like, hey, I'm getting guaranteed cash here from these guys. That's great. But in my mind, I'm thinking I can do that on my own, and I'm going to save my 2 or 3%, and I'm going to handle all of that. Now, there's other kids that be like, you're right. Like, you know what? I don't want to handle it. Just write me a check, and let me be done. But other kids are going to be like, I can maximize my own potential if me and maybe I use my dad or somebody else that's close to me, and we go out there and do it ourselves.
Yeah, I wouldn't have any large representation if I was Zach Wilson.
Yeah.
You know, I'd have family manage it. Or I would want somebody with some type of legal background, I would hope. If I stood to make real money as a college athlete.
Yeah.
Most of these guys just don't, though. I see them trying. I appreciate the effort from a lot of them. Like I brought up the Piper kid. It's fun to see somebody, you know, going after and saying, hey, does anybody know a plumbing company? Like, I get it. It's a little shameless, but you know me, man, I'm shameless about those things. Everybody's got to make a dime. And if you got the ability, and if you're charismatic and you've got, I don't know, some connection. Like, for instance, the chapstick that we were talking about. They're both those guys, Batty and the long snapper. They were both connected to that business.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, if you've got connections, you've got family, that owns businesses, that run businesses, that's going to be your best bet. I think your best chance to make a lot of money right out of the gate is try your best to have a good social media following. And then number two, if you had a really great game, sign up an autograph signing somewhere. Tell some company, hey, guess what?
Capitalize it on it right now.
I'm going to go into your place. I'm going to sign it. Like, let's say, you know, 2 days after Beck completes a pass to Harling to beat Utah, those two are in a
– yeah.
Or here at Larry H. Miller Used Car Supermarket signing autographs for, you know, $20 a pop, and they keep 15, LHM Used Car Supermarket keeps 5, or, you know, whatever percentage you want to keep. And that's the way you're going to be able to make money. Right, and a lot of it pretty quickly.
I agree. That's a good point. Got to capitalize on those big moments. But that might be when it's nice to have a representation group.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
You know, for them to get a signing set up and say, hey, look, Larry H. Miller Used Car Supermarket is going to pay the both of you $1,000 to be there. And then we'll take in $20 per head for signing, and we've printed out. We've grabbed images from that game, and we've printed out 100 copies table, and everything's set up and ready for you.
Yeah.
That would be really nice in that. And the same with a camp setting. Like,
you're going to need help on a camp for sure, with insurance and all that stuff.
Oh, man. The more I look into camps for these kids, I've had a couple people call me on it because that's been my opinion where they could really make money. The more I look into camps, the more I think – I wouldn't have had time for that, man. I was knee-deep in summer school.
Hans and Scotty, 97.5, 1280 The Zone. We are just a couple weeks away from Summer League. Utah Jazz Summer League games going on, and you can win tickets right now. 855-340-ZONE. That's 855-340-ZONE. Lloyd will hook you up with a four-pack. Just let him know what day you want to be at Summer League, and you'll win tickets to go see the newest members of the Utah Jazz, as well as some of the future stars of the NBA. Call in number 12 right now, 855-340-ZONE. That's 855-340-ZONE. This is 97.5, 1280 The Zone, right here at Larry H. Miller Used Car Supermarket.
LHMUsedCars.com. Your car has never been worth more than it is right now. And we've got great people on the sales floor sitting by, ready to take in your trade. What are you driving? Do you even know what it's worth? Have you checked it recently? Because your car is worth more than now than it's ever been. It may be worth thousands more than it ever has been and ever will be, because we're about to get flooded on a new on these new car lots. So right now, because new cars have been held back because of some electronic issues, your used car is worth more than it's ever been. Don't let this time pass you by. Bring it in, get an estimate, trade it in. Let them buy it back. Six great locations across the Wasatch Front. It's the big green buildings where they're saving you thousands upon thousands and giving you thousands upon thousands for your trade-in and your buybacks. Please, check it out. If you're in a bad situation with your car, maybe you felt like you owed way more than it's worth, that might not be the case right now. You might be able to get out from under that, what you would have looked at a bad situation right now, that you won't be able to get out from under in 5 or 6 months. So bring it down here to Larry H. Miller Used Car Supermarket.
This is 97.5, 1280 The Zone. Good, the Bad, the Ugly coming up next.
Rises and fires for three.
The playoffs may be over for the Utah Jazz.
You're outstanding.
But the season never ends on the Zone Sports Network. From the NBA draft to free agency and on to the Summer League, the Zone will be with the Jazz every step of the way as the Jazz front office builds for the future. Your exclusive home of Utah Jazz basketball is right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. It's time to saddle up and talk about the winners and the losers. This is the good, the bad, and the ugly. Now, here's the good.
97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. Time for another edition of the good, the bad, and the ugly. It's all brought to you by Zero Res. Get those carpets cleaned. 801-288-9376. It's 801-288-9376. Get those carpets cleaned for just $33 per room. All right, Hans, let's start with the good. And I think more schools need to be doing this. If you have a good vaccination rate with your team, you need to let the world know about it. Georgia football coach Kirby Smart said today that his Georgia Bulldogs are 85% vaccinated, thus being able to avoid regular COVID-19 testing and the team from having to wear masks indoors. But he said he's still pushing to get to 100%. It's not about a number. It's not about a threshold. I think everyone wants to write who's over and who's under. What's really about trying to save our season, keep our players safe, keep our players on the field, keep our coaches and our staff safe. We want to keep family members safe. That comes through vaccinations.
85%.
85%. And I think that schools need to take notice of this because – And I'd forgotten about this. You know the story about the NC State baseball team in the College World Series? They're essentially in the Final Four of the College World Series. And they have an outbreak in their locker room, and boom, they're done. They can't play.
Vaguely, I do.
And so you got a baseball team that was in the Final Four just a month or so ago in the College Baseball World Series that cannot finish because they had an outbreak in their locker room. I'm telling you. There are going to be games missed this year in college football. And I know the stands are all going to be packed and we're all going to be back to watching games the way that we want to be watching games. But the NCAA is still going to be testing teams and players that are not fully vaccinated, that do not have high vaccination rates. And this is, I mean, COVID's still here. This variant's crazy contagious. It's going to get into a locker room. And teams are going to miss games, and it would not surprise me if there are local teams that miss games this year because of COVID. And you could be upset, like you say, well, you know, it's not going to affect these guys. Hey, you can be angry all you want about it. It's not going to change the fact the NCAA is going to be testing.
SEC media days are going on right now.
Last week.
Last week?
Yeah. It was – wait a minute. No. I think SEC's this week. Big 12 was last week. Yeah, okay. Sorry. Big 12 was last week. SEC's this week.
Okay, I'm trying to recall whose Media Days print I was reading. It might have been the MAC or it might have been the SEC. Anyway, it was talking about players that choose to not get vaccinated will now be taking on the cost of 3 weekly tests. The school and NCAA will no longer front the cost of these COVID tests.
COVID tests, really?
They will no longer front the cost. And now the individual that decides to not get vaccinated can still participate but has to get tested on game day and has to have, I believe it was a minimum of 3 tests a week.
And they're on the hook for that.
And they're on the hook for the cost. And I want to say it was $125 a test, something like that.
Now, that's a way to get guys tested real quick.
I'm trying to remember which Media Day release I was looking at, if that was the MAC or the SEC. It was maybe sometime Friday or maybe it was this Monday that I was looking at the release. But, yeah, they're putting it back on the kids and they're saying,
great,
all right,
love
so
it.
If
you want to make big boy decisions, this is a big boy decision for you.
Well, the other thing that's really interesting is we're now seeing 20-year-olds get attacked by this. Like, 20-year-olds are really fighting through this new variant that is going around. So I can understand why schools want to try to advance with this. I think you said it really well, maybe going back 2-3 weeks ago. This really comes down to school and team leadership.
Yeah.
You have to have great, strong school and team leadership. A coach that says, absolutely, I'm vaccinated. Absolutely, I believe in it. And absolutely, we are all going to do this together because it's what's right for our team. And it's what. So, you know, you still have to leave it up for somebody's decision. You can't, in this country, you can't take that decision from somebody. But what we are seeing is people are going to make it much more difficult to make the wrong decision, just like everything in life. You know, if you make the decision to drop the F-bomb on air, you have to deal with the consequence of it.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, so the FCC is like, well, we're just going to make it a lot more difficult for Scotty to drop the F-bomb. You could still drop it. Still your decision.
Yeah.
We're going to make it a lot more difficult for you.
And our employer will make it very difficult for us to have a job, too.
Right. So we all have a decision to make. And look, if that's the decision you want to make, then you just gotta make the decision and move forward and advance that way.
I mean, but I'm so frustrated about this.
Well, it's tough.
I'm so insanely frustrated.
It's tough though, Scotty, because really you can't. You don't want to strip somebody of their decision. All we can do is try to educate and advise and encourage, you know, and inform. Like those are the only things you can do, and you hope somebody makes the right decision based off.
Well, I certainly hope that's the case. I just foresee us in late September talking about a team that has to miss a game because they're not vaccinated. And the fans are like, well, what's going on? This is stupid.
Well,
they had a choice, and they made and they didn't do it, and here's the ramifications of that choice.
Well,
so
you know what I would do then? If I'm an athletic director, I inform my coaching staff, if we miss a game because your players are not vaccinated, you will miss that. You will miss, you know, X amount of payday. We will deduct this from you. If you can't show good leadership and lead your team the way it needs to be led, and we miss a game because of it, that's going to reflect negatively on your bank account.
Yeah.
I mean, we're putting restrictions and all kinds of things on everybody else.
Well, and I'd love the fact, and we'll have Craig Thompson on in the next couple of days from the Mountain West Conference, and I'm gonna, you know, we'll ask him this question because the SEC is doing this. The Big 12 announced they're going to do this. If a team misses a game because of COVID, there's no, like, it's a no contest. No, it's a loss. It's an L. And it should be an L. And it stands on a coach's record as a win-loss. Because I'm with you. It is on these coaches and on these administrators to tell, to help a 20, you know, an 18 to 21-year-old realize the ramifications of not being vaccinated going into the season. And again, you're right, and everybody else is right. Before you send me your nasty tweets, it is their choice, and they can do their research and come to their own conclusion, blah, blah, blah. But at the end of the day, if you miss a game, that's a loss for your team, and it's a loss opportunity for you as a player. Them's the rules. And so be prepared because, Hans, I am sick at the thought that we are going to miss college football games this year again because kids aren't getting the jab. All right. Anyway, sorry. There's the good. Let's get to the bad.
Now the bad.
Well, another crazy situation in Major League Baseball. We'll start with the call, Scotty. This is the call from the Pirates and Mets game that went down yesterday.
It's the zone, huh?
Yeah.
They said to go, go, go. It's a fair ball! It's a fair ball! Oh, my goodness! It's a fair ball! Do you believe this? It's still in play! Pirates score 3! Oh, my gosh! We've seen it all now! We've seen it all! Taijuan Walker! There goes Rojas. He might not be the first. He just bumped the home plate umpire. We have seen it all. Walker shoveled the ball away, and it was fair. And the Pirates score 3. Rojas incensed. It takes the whole crew of umpires to keep him away. And some Mets coaches.
Rojas went nuts. The manager for the Mets went nuts, man. Okay, so Scott, I'm going to try to walk people through this, and I'm going to try to better understand it. I actually think that this ump got it right. Because the ball, before Walker was able, the pitcher was able to get the ball in and scoop it towards the dugout, it touched chalk. So the ball came off the bat. It hit left of
started
third baseline. It started foul, hit left the third baseline, rolled about 20 feet, and the pitcher for the Mets is running at it, and as he scoops it away, it touches chalk. So, Lloyd, correct me if I'm wrong, the second that touches chalk, if he scooped that away and it's on that, you know, that foul line, and he scoops it away, then it's foul ball, correct? But if it touches chalk,
if it touches chalk, but if he lets it roll and then eventually ends up foul, he can then touch it again, which would make it foul. But he touched it while he was touching chalk while it was fair. So it's a fair ball. Had he let it just dribble and maybe it goes over, and then it spins
a little left,
it would have been foul.
Okay.
But because he touched it while he was touching chalk, it was a fair ball.
Well, the weird thing to me, Scotty, is he flipped it. As he hit it, he flipped it,
well,
and it went and hit the dugout.
He was trying to probably hurry up and just, I mean, it was a stupid play to probably do that. He was trying to hurry up and get it before it went touched fair. So he was trying to hurry up and, you know, the smart play would have been just to hold it in your glove. And by the way, the Pirates, they're the ones that have been the recipient of the dumb plays. It's so crazy that the Pirates are involved on this. They're just on the other side of it this time.
Well, they are. They're kind of on the other side of it. But then the stupidity of all of this is they get a six-run lead. It was 0-6 in the first, Scotty.
Yes.
A six-run lead. And then they let the Mets, after their manager gets booted, they let the Mets come back and get a 7-6 win.
It's because the Pirates are terrible.
Yeah, that's a very Pirates thing. Because, you know, you get a beneficiary of that. You get three easy runs, and then you, and as you mentioned, had a 6-0 lead, and then you blow it.
Well, now Rojas, he's fined an undisclosed amount, and he is suspended for 2 games because he decided to chest up on the arm.
Are we really going to suspend guys 2 games for arguing? Like, I know you made some body contact, but
I think it was because of the body contact.
That seems a little excessive, don't you think?
Yeah, because I felt like Rojas did a pretty good job of containing himself to the level of emotion he was at. He got his hands up close to the face of the ump, but never touched his face with his hands, but definitely chested him up a couple of times. May have touched noses.
I've seen worse from guys like Lou Piniella. Pretty mild.
You thought Rojas was mild?
Yeah, I didn't think it was that bad. He got up on him a little bit, but I've seen so much worse.
I'm wondering if because it was the right call, because Jeremy Riggs, the umpire, had the right call, if that made it worse.
Like if it
was an obvious wrong call, maybe there's just a little bit more leniency. Like, okay, Russ, we understand why you're losing your bananas there, why you're going absolutely apey. Get it. But because it did hit chalk, I wonder if they're looking at that a little more severely.
Could be.
Anyways, crazy moment in Major League Baseball.
All right, there's your bad. Let's get to the ugly.
And, of course, the ugly.
Good, the bad, the ugly right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. This is a really unfortunate story here. Longtime NFL coach Greg Knapp, currently the New York Jets passing game coordinator working with Zach Wilson, is in the hospital in critical condition after he suffered serious injuries in a bike crash over the weekend. He's 58 years old, was riding when he was struck by a car. He's been an assistant coach in the NFL since the mid-90s. He's coached guys like Steve Young, Carson Palmer, Peyton Manning, Matt Ryan. In fact, he was the quarterback coach for the Broncos when they won their Super Bowl just a few years ago. Was brought in to help as the passing game coordinator in January, and as we mentioned, was having a pretty big influence on the development of Zach Wilson. This is a really, really unfortunate story here.
It's a bad one. So do you remember him with the Broncos?
Yeah, yeah.
Was he good?
Well, he came in with Gary Kubiak. Well, actually, he was with the Broncos with John Fox. And then when Gary Kubiak came in, he kept him on staff and worked with Peyton. But let's be honest, nobody's coaching Peyton. You know, Peyton's the guy that runs that offense.
Well, when the Jets hired Robert Saleh out of San Francisco, I know that Robert brought Coach Knapp over with him. Has a lot of faith in his ability to kind of build a quarterback and build the passing game side of things. So obviously that tells me that there are people that have a lot of faith in him. We've seen a crazy amount of video coming out of Jets OTAs and Jets camps watching Zach Wilson kind of progress. You know, I think
they want to promote their new guy. Like, he makes a great pass. Like, hey, look what's brewing here.
Oh, yeah. They're doing their best. And I think they're actually generating quite a bit of steam with it. But this pulls a rug right out from under you. You're a week away from starting camp with the Jets, and now you're hoping that your passing game coordinator can pull through. It says critical condition in the story. I don't know what all that entails. I don't know if he's in a coma. I have not been able to find more details on it other than critical condition. But you would have to imagine, Scotty, he's going to be out of camp.
Yeah.
You know, I can't imagine we're going to see him out there anytime soon.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a detriment. It's a huge detriment to Zach Wilson and that whole crew, because now you get a different voice, and different voices always have different agendas.
Yeah.
Different
it's
angles.
Tough.
As much as you want to mentor somebody, they still have their own ideas.
Different voice, different. And Zach's at a very critical point where, you know, he needs to have a consistent voice and a consistent mentor going forward.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Lloyd, can you not send us this stuff in the middle of a segment?
What?
Florida man.
What? What happened?
Don't send us pictures. Don't send us pictures
I
of
knew
their
it.
Car.
Yeah, see, I knew where I was going to go. Man, you're so readable.
Read that headline.
Florida man tells bartender he is the Undertaker and tries to tombstone him. And this guy, if this is the Undertaker, the years have not been kind.
Oh, man. I just want to see this guy trying to tombstone a bartender.
Yeah.
I want that video.
Right when I said, I was like, he's going to make a Derek Carr joke. Watch this.
That's true. He does look a lot like Derek Carr.
Well, look, that's not going to make whole world news, but Scotty, I think whole world news today is as fascinating as any whole world news I think we've had.
Ooh.
It's just bizarre.
That's quite the tease. We'll do it next, 97.5, 1280 The Zone.
Rises and fires for three! The playoffs may be over for the Utah Jazz.
You're outstanding!
But the season never ends on The Zone Sports Network. From the NBA Draft to free agency and on to the summer league, The Zone will be with the Jazz every step of the way as the Jazz front office builds for the future. Your exclusive home of Utah Jazz basketball is right here on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
We've got the whole world in our hands.
All right, another edition of Whole World News brought to you by our good friends at Elite Works, where you can get your website rebuilt for free, Hans. Let's go to Elite Works. Let's make it happen.
Elite Works, and you can call them 844-523-2777 if you need a new website. If you've got an old website that you just hate, you're sick of the way it looks and the way it functions, they can help you rebuild that, and they're going to do it for free. If you just call them, 844-523-2777. All right, so
this makes me a little nervous, actually.
Yeah, this is bizarre. But this man, his name is Bill Weiss. He's a pastor, and he had a near-death experience. It's an out-of-body experience.
All right.
And Scotty, this man of faith, instead of experiencing the glory of heaven, he experienced the depths of hell.
Well, not exactly an experience I want. I do believe in these life after life stories, 90 Minutes in Heaven, the ones I mentioned. What was it like?
Hi, Sean. Great to be with you. It was far worse than you can ever imagine. This was not a near-death experience. This was an out-of-body experience that's classified as a vision in the Bible. And I had never studied the topic of hell. I've never gone to dark movies. I've never drank. I've never taken drugs. It was not a result of any of those things. Just the Lord chose to show me this horrible place. But I saw prison cells like a dungeon. I saw demonic creatures that had the most ferocious demeanor about them, an extreme hatred for God and man. I saw this big pit of fire. And this is where I could first see people. There were hundreds, maybe thousands of people inside this pit burning. And screaming. The screams were so loud and deafening. You want to get away from that, but you can't. You're physically exhausted in hell. You have no physical strength. You're isolated. You want to talk to a person, but you can't. You're kept apart from people. The stench is the most foul, putrid, disgusting odors. There's not enough air to breathe in hell. You're in total fear and in total and complete darkness. You're hungry. You never get to eat. You never get to have a drop of water like the rich man in hell Jesus talked about. And you're completely alone and by yourself.
Well, that's fun.
Sounds to me like he was describing Jerry Jones'
fun.
Basement. Like, I don't know. Like, I could think of some places that are comparable to that.
Well, whose basement?
Jerry Jones.
I'm going to Vegas, so.
There's places in Vegas that are much like that. Sounds horrible, doesn't it?
Yeah, it doesn't sound like, it doesn't sound appealing at all.
I've heard a lot of hell. I didn't know that it was stinky.
I know. The stench is a new one. Yeah. You've heard about, fire, brimstone, all that stuff.
You've heard of, creatures with perforated tails and
dragons
holding pitchforks and things.
Yeah.
But they've never heard of the stink. The alone is kind of a scary thing. That he said the cells that you're alone and in cells.
Not like you're doing cells.
Yeah, like you're
not working cells.
Because that does sound like hell.
Is that what he said?
Can you imagine working with Kurt? That's like it.
He actually described a day with Kurt Thomas.
Yeah, he's like, I'm over here trying to pay your salary.
You're inflated, bloated. Whatever, man.
Now make that 60 a 30.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Kurt's not on Lloyd's good list.
I'm going to need you to write this script.
This guy just described our meetings with Kurt Thomas.
Not a lot of air to breathe.
Nope.
So, Lloyd, does that make you more nervous about going there?
Oh, I feel fine. Yeah, I'm a good person. I know I am. So I'm all right. I'll be okay.
So, it's not what Jake said, but
I don't know, man. That's I think this pastor said he's never had anything to drink or any drugs.
Sure.
I think he might be a little bit wrong on that one.
So he does have a book, if you're interested.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's called 23 Questions About Hell. Everything you want and need to know.
Wow.
I can't even believe you just promoted it.
So you've decided to go to hell.
What do you need to know before going? It's like I'm gearing up for
travel guide
right now.
Yeah.
It's like, need warm clothes. And
the visitor's guide to hell.
You better take nose plugs because
it's
stinky.
It's stinky. A nice water bottle.
It smells like the devil's guts.
Oh, man, that's rough.
So is this on one of those religious channels that you got this on? What station was this on?
I don't even know where I found it. I don't remember. Well, I sent you the. Did you say that on air? It says the guy's name right out of the gates. It's like, thanks, Sean. All right, now tell us about hell.
Tell us about hell. The guy's like, I feel like I'm there right now.
glad to be with you here in hell.
Oh, I like how he's like, I wasn't there, like I'm going there. I was just given the vision of what it's like. Like,
he did specify
I'm
that.
Not going there. Let everybody know that. But you can't buy my book about it for $19.99, and I'll sign it for another $10.
It sounds like, I don't know, man. It just seems like that would be a little bit extreme to spend eternity like that.
And if you're Scotty G, you're forging the devil's script signature.
Hey, look. Got it on this hymnal for
Lucifer.
Like, what do you got to do to be sent there?
See you in the sulfur baths. Signed, sincerely, Lucifer.
Do you think that Lloyd's headed there?
No.
Okay.
No.
Oh, are you shaking your head right now? Come on.
He's
don't
totally
do that.
I'm
I can
not
hear it. I can hear the headset
head
moving.
I'm not.
He's got
no.
a grin and he's shaking
okay.
his head.
That's not true. Nope.
I thought you guys thought a little more of me. Wow.
I do. I would not
okay.
think
blink
whatever.
Twice if you think Lloyd is going.
Wayne Cook next. Come on.
All right, live here at Larry H. Miller Used Car Supermarket. Hands, you're our home away from home here.
Home away from home, and really providing you with an amazing buying and selling and trade-in experience. And, Scotty, we are going to continue to press this for the next 4 or 5 months until these new car lots get jam-packed with this backlog of new cars that they've got that they're going to overprice. But right now, your car is worth more than it's ever been. But you've got a window to sell or trade in that vehicle. So you've got some – in some situations, you've got equity in your vehicle. In most situations, your car is worth more than it's ever been. And Larry H. Miller Used Car Supermarket is here to help you capitalize on it, to get you in a better vehicle, to get you the most price for the car that you're currently driving. You know, I was talking with one of the guys with Larry H. Miller Used Car Supermarket and talking to him about it, and he said, look, there's so many people out there that got themselves into a new car, put too many miles on it, got a dent or two, and now that car is worth less than they owe on the car. Right now, that might not be the case. In 5 months, that might be the case times 10. So bring it in now. Now is the time to do it. There are 6 locations across the Wasatch Front, including the one right here off 90th South. Just turn left on Monroe Street. Head east off 90th South. Turn left on Monroe Street. You'll see the big green building. Come in and see Scotty and I. Grab some jazz gear. We still have some jazz gear left on the table. And take a look at what your car value is worth.
It's all right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone. Larry H. Miller, Used Car Supermarket, right here on The Zone.